On the show today, we have Bonafide's very own John Ainsworth and Illumilab's Malin Borkar talking about, well, actually kind of clearing up some confusion in the industry that both Illumilab's and Bonafide are direct competitors, which they are not. They're actually collaborating, which is great news for credit unions. So we have John and Malin on giving us their perspective and kind of some stuff on the horizon that they're both working on. So really exciting. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. John Ainsworth from Bonafide right next to me. John, how are you, sir?
Good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Happy springtime to everybody, actually. So looks like and borderline summertime where you are, John, on the East Coast. So you guys are guys are baking out there. So
we're getting there. We're getting there.
And right below us is Mr. Malin Borkar from Illumilab's. Malin, how are you, sir?
Pretty fantastic. Always exciting to be on the show with you, Mike.
Yay. Well, thanks, we're excited to have you here. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right, gentlemen. Well, we got to clear the air here. We got to get some confusion out of the marketplace here. So apparently some folks out there think you guys are like just banging heads, bitter competitors and just rivals, all this good stuff. So John, I'm going to let you get started on this one. So what's going on in the marketplace where folks think your two companies are direct competitors? Can you kind of clear it up there? And Melinda, I'll get your take as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think just for context, you know, everyone with COVID and the advent of going digital overnight and the, you know, contact centers having a 200% increase of volume just has kind of intensified the need. And as you well know, there's a lot of interest in fintech partners as well with credit unions and CUSOs that are out there and also being formed. And so there's a lot of inquisition. And so anytime you start talking about emerging technologies, you know, whether it be distributed ledger or whether it be, you know, biometrics, you know, there's always crossover. And for context, we recently had an investor update, and one of our slides was tipping the contrast what our elements of our tech are. And that's really, I think, where it highlighted the confusion. And we had some direct questions that said, you know, hey, are you competitors? Are you friends? Are you collaborating? And so we thought, well, let's just clear the air because we're obviously, you'll see at the interview, I think, very collaborative. So that's kind of the context from my perspective.
Okay. And Malin, your perspective?
Yeah, I completely agree. And also add, you know, I think from a big picture perspective, you know, we both address this problem of authentication, right? So as broad and diverse as that term is, you know, in that world, there's tons of competitors out there, right? I mean, we compete with driver's licenses. We compete with text messages. We compete with questions and answers, right? Your statement from your last transaction. So if you boil it down into use cases and specific uses that you address, the technology become very different and excel at solving different problems for different specific use cases. So I see overall our solution being, you know, having minor levels of overlap, but primarily being very complementary to provide credit unions with a broad portfolio of authentication solutions, no matter it could be, you know, in phone calls, you know, self-service, chat, drive-in, in-person, whatever they may be. And together we can address all those solutions.
Hey, from my perspective, from a consumer's perspective, anytime we can have more technology out there to fight fraud and make things more seamless and a better member experience, I'm all for it. The more, the merrier. So I'm all in from a consumer's perspective. So having said that, Melinda, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So can you highlight your technology's contrast and how they could possibly complement each other? And John, I'll ask you that as well after Melinda.
Sure.
Gives us his response.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just expanding on what I said earlier, right? So at Illumilab's, we focus primarily on voice, right? So our solutions are targeted towards interaction channels where voice is the primary and most natural user interface. And we solve that problem very well. So today we are focused on the contact center use case. Tomorrow we'll go into more self-service applications and potentially the digital banking applications where it's voice-driven primarily. We don't have a plan right now, and we don't have any plan in the near future to go into non-voice applications. So that obviously leaves a potential gap for a client that's looking for a multi-channel solution. That's where solutions like MemberPass are a perfectly great fit to expand the authentication capabilities across multiple different channels. That's kind of where I see the primary area of potential collaboration. I'll also add one more component there is usually what we recommend to our clients, and it's generally best recommended practice for authentication, especially for high-risk, high-value transactions, that you should be looking at multi-factor. You know, two factors are better than one because one may be possible to defeat by the more prepared a attacker is, but also there are drawbacks that may limit the working capability of particular solutions. Say, for example, for us, we rely on voice. So if by chance someone's going through a poor cellular connectivity zone, really bad weather, you know, voice may not go through as well. We do need to rely on some of the backup factor for the small percentage of cases, and we definitely recommend solutions like MemberPass to fill those gaps for us.
Oh, I like that. In true credit union fashion, collaboration. Love it, love it. John, your perspective, the contrasting technology.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think, you know, what this highlights, Mike, is that, you know, these strategies that credit unions are having to think about in terms of the member journey and what does digital mean like, I think these are two great examples where you need to kind of think through, you know, what's your critical need today, where are you headed, where's your pain points. I mean, so there's a lot of value in this, and I've kind of equated it as a Rubik's Cube, you know, where you have some of a variation of emerging technologies to finally get to an ultimate solution.
Yeah.
And so we actually have a customer today that actually is deployed voice biometrics. And to Milan's point, that's exactly what they did. They said, you know, hey, we can tackle a big swath of our pain point actually using the voice biometric solution. But that step-up authentication, traditional verification, you know, I'm doing a $50,000 wire transfer, right? There's a higher level of risk. And then the other channels that were mentioned. And so I think, again, they're very complementary. But I think it does, you know, take a CSO to basically think through how do all these pieces fit together and where's my biggest pain point? And obviously, where can I impact the member in the most productive way?
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with you, John. So how do your technologies kind of help enhance member experience while reducing fraud? Because that's quite the balancing act right there. A lot of people are trying to get right these days. So how are you guys doing it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, you know, the pandemic, and we've talked about this on this series before, you know, now people are walking in with masks, you know, they don't want to touch anything. You know, I'm going through a drive-through, I've got that same kind of friction experience. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm using ITM, I'm having to scan passports. It's just very, very muddled. And so having one simple verification authenticated in the using distributed ledger, using cryptography, you know, using biometrics, that gives that seamless experience and the less than 20 seconds, right? Yeah. So that's it. But I think what's also misunderstood about us, if you say, well, what is it actually verifying? So we're verifying a membership, right? It's a proof. And you're hearing a lot about these proofs. We talk about travel pass and a proof that I've gotten the vaccine, these proofs. That's actually what we're proving. And you know, it can be proof of income, it could be proof of employment, it could be proof of membership. So that's effectively what we're providing. But I did want to affirm that even, you know, we're using a variation actually of biometrics today.
Oh, really?
And so yet again, from complementary standpoint, you know, we've already been looking at potentially, could we actually partner actually Melinda and thinking about how can we actually leverage what they're doing actually in our experience as well.
Ah, okay. Because that was my next question, John.
Yeah.
Stole my thunder.
Perfect lead-in. What a tia.
So yeah, I was going to say, since you guys are, you know, the collaboration, the possibilities there, Melinda, what's on the horizon? Is there a possibility of you guys collaborating and helping out credit unions even further here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look at it in terms of what we're trying to help credit unions solve as a pain point, it's the same major big problem, right? So fundamentally, you know, you can look at industry statistics in terms of frequency of fraudulent calls. You know, you can have a range of different numbers, but, you know, I've seen some numbers saying that about one in every 1,000 or one in every 1,500 phone calls coming in is a fraudster calling in. So think about a credit union that's handling, you know, 250,000 calls a year, right? Yeah. On average, getting maybe one phone call per day, that's a fraudster. The risk of that call is very high because they can do a lot of bad things, and reputation hit to the credit union is also quite significant if that actually comes through. However, that's 0.1% or less of your phone calls. 99.9 or more are coming from legitimate members. And the traditional method, which we are both addressing, is the problem, the method of questions and answers, out-of-wallet questions, as a significantly high pain point to 99.9% of your calls to hopefully stop that needle in a haystack at 0.1% or less. What we could come to the table with a solution to credit unions on both sides, you know, Bonify as well as Illuma Labs, is a way to raise the bar on security while all, at the same time minimizing the effort required from, for legitimate members to come through. So if you look at those as our guiding principles for how we drive our roadmap, there's alignment of how we want to solve the problem. And we do it in two very different methods that, you know, combined together provide a significantly higher level of multi-factor authentication solution while still maintaining low friction for legitimate members. So with that kind of painted, I see, you know, there's a lot of strategic value in figuring out various different ways to collaborate beyond what we've already been discussing.
Yeah,
sure.
And, so, and coming out of COVID too, John, I would think this is really high on the radar of a lot of credit unions because of we all know how rampant fraud was during COVID, and it probably continues that way right now, especially when if they were working remote. But from the consumer or the member side, it's probably pretty high as well. So having you guys collaborate would be just a even bigger benefit to credit unions out there.
No doubt. And, you know, and now you're seeing the regulatory implications, and we've talked about it before, the privacy acts that are coming in the U.S. You know, California was first. I think we're now up to like eight other states that are introducing it. So things like GDPR, privacy control, a lot of that actually is more than just kind of, you know, fintech fun. Now it's actually becoming, you know, part of the regulatory environment. So, you know, we're obviously trying to have better, you know, member experience, but there is some, you know, interesting implications. And it's interesting. At the end of the day, it's all about convenience. And, you know, part of what we're introducing, you'll hear about it. I'll kind of bait you within the next month. Okay. It's actually kind of what we have up and has announced me. And, you know, for us, it's really trying to, I'll use the Starbucks experience. You know, I've mentioned Chick-fil-A before, but, you know, hey, if you know I'm coming up and you can verify me before in a safe, secure way, and you know what I want to do, right, through AI, then you ought to get me through a faster experience, that kind of VIP experience, right? So I think in the, you know, Mellon mentioned his roadmap, we've got, you know, some interesting things coming. And the interaction, you know, API is the buzzword now, right? Everybody is interoperating with everyone else. And I think, you know, credit unions should be really appreciative as CUSOs. We're spending a lot of work on, you know, how do we do the integration in a very straightforward way that, you know, saves time and cost. So hopefully they appreciate in the CUSO model that we are collaborative and we're being very intentional about it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and having this discussion today really kind of reassure credit unions out there that, you know, fintechs can work together. Companies like yours can work together to really benefit credit unions even further. And that, I mean, I think that just bodes well for the industry. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing as well, Melind?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is one example of two CUSO fintechs working together. You know, we have other collaborative relationships, you know, to expand the capabilities of our solution into other use cases. So for example, today we are authenticating live phone calls with agents. Tomorrow it'll be more conversational chatbots. So, you know, more self-service that we can authenticate fully bundled in partnership with another CUSO. You know, and this enables us to, you know, collaborate with several others who are focused not only on a technology specialty, but also on a industry specialty around specific unique needs of credit unions to provide, you know, very tailored, crafted solutions that address their unique use cases. Mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, indeed. John, anything else to add on that one? Any, on the future? I mean, you kind of alluded to what's on the horizon for you guys. Anything else to add on that one?
Well, I would just say it's really interesting just seeing a market. You know, you're hearing a lot about credit unions investment in fintech and other CUSOs. And clearly we're seeing, I think, a bright light in terms of where we've been in the pandemic. And, you know, I anticipate a lot of planning will be going on in July thinking about, okay, what can we actually do now with our 3 to 5 year plan? So, you know, I would just encourage you, these strategic planning sessions are coming up, you know, leverage us. We're collaborative. We're glad to partner together to help think through it. But it's going to be a fun second half of the year, I think.
I totally agree with you. I'm glad you brought that up because now it seems like credit unions can now, they have the opportunity to plan, you know, whereas the last 12, 14 months, we've just been kind of in this reactionary mode. It's like we're living in the present, but now we can kind of like live in the future now. So, and you guys are right there in the mix, kind of keeping the chimes and the SoFis kind of at bay, I would think. So, and keeping credit unions ahead of that curve. Oh my gosh, gee whiz. So anything else here to wrap up, guys? I'm so glad we got to have you guys on to clear the air here. This is wonderful.
Yep.
Don, anything else to add?
No, I just appreciate the time as always. And, you know, congratulations to Mellon on the success and look forward to continuing partnering together.
Right on. Good news. Melind, anything else here to add?
Absolutely the same. You know, thank you much for having us both on the call. John, always good to connect with you and look forward to continued success together.
That's fantastic.
Right on, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And you guys are doing some fantastic work for credit unions out there. So thank you for all the efforts that you guys do out there. It's really, really, just a benefit to the industry for sure. So keep it up, guys.
Fantastic. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.